On today's show, is the Dodge Demon a dangerous car? Mercedes updates its suite of driver assistance features, and Volkswagen is offering car buyers a good deal to unload its unsold diesels. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Volkswagen recently received approval to sell some of its remaining stock of diesel cars in the U.S., and now it's sweetening the deal. It's offering a 24-month lease option with an $8,500 bonus, or 0% 72-month financing with a $5,000 bonus. This is for vehicles from 2015 with the third generation of the automaker's 2-liter TDI engine. That includes the Jetta, Golf, Beetle, Passat, and Audi A3. All the vehicles have had the defeat software removed, and VW says, quote, "No significant changes to key vehicle attributes are expected, including fuel consumption, reliability, durability, vehicle performance, drivability, or other driving characteristics." Car sales continue to grow globally, and while that's good for the economy and for personal mobility, it's also contributing to a lot of noise pollution. A new report from the World Health Organization says that road noise created from tires rolling over pavement in Western Europe can lead to ill health, disability, or even early death. To help prevent this, Europe has mandated limits to reduce tire noise. But the International Organization for Standardization says this isn't just a problem in Europe, and more can be done to reduce noise pollution, including modifying the road surfaces we drive on. Range anxiety is one reason EVs sell in small numbers, but another is the time it takes to charge one. There are fast chargers in the market right now, but it can take up to half an hour to get 100 kilometers or about 60 miles of range. But the supplier company Siemens has created a new fast charging system that can provide that range in less than 10 minutes. The system has an output of 150 kilowatts. That's a little bit more than Tesla's 120 kilowatts. And it's designed for current and future models with up to 920 volts. It can charge three vehicles simultaneously and is compatible with the main charging standards, CCS, CHAdeMO, and Type 2. And that's a helpful feature since the standards are not uniform. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Mercedes started its road towards autonomy with Distronic Plus in the S-Class back in 2013. Says it's learned a lot since then and is applying the knowledge to the newest version of its flagship sedan. There's a number of new and improved driver assistance systems, like Lane Change Assist, where you only have to nudge the turn signal to activate it, Speed Limit Assist, that automatically adjusts speed by reading signs or grabbing the info from the nav system, or Evasive Steering Assist, that applies additional torque in the same direction the driver is turning to avoid an obstacle. The hardware has been improved as well. With better cameras and radar, the system is able to see further down the road. It's also using more map and navigation data, which is helping to improve many of the driver assist systems. Mercedes claims the system is more intuitive and provides better feedback than before. Status displays show the driver at a glance which systems are activated, and there's more light, audio, visual, and vibration warnings to keep the driver alert to what's going on. The 308 is Peugeot's best-selling model, and it just introduced a refreshed version. Exterior styling remains mostly unchanged, except for a few minor tweaks here and there. It gets a host of new driver assistance technologies and will be the first Peugeot vehicle to get cruise control with a stop function. On top of that, the new 308 features the newest version of iCockpit, which has a 3D navigation system, improved graphics, voice control, and can even copy a smartphone screen onto the infotainment display. A number of gasoline and diesel engines are available, which can be mated to both automatic and manual transmissions. Is the Dodge Demon a dangerous vehicle? We'll take a closer look coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The Dodge Demon is one hell of a car. Cranks out 840 horsepower, 770 pound-feet of torque, screams from 0 to 60 in just 2.3 seconds. That's got a lot of enthusiasts excited, but Automotive News says it's too dangerous. On last week's Autoline After Hours, John and his journalist colleagues discussed the controversy. Here's what they had to say.
And I think it was based around semi-slick tires that are being sold with this car, mm-hmm. which to me is just a simple upsell from the dealer level. You know,
what's faster, a McLaren 720S or a Demon?
The commenters on Motor One tell me that the Demon is faster.
Okay.
And they want to make sure that I know that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know about danger. Listen, if you put 800 plus horsepower into any car, isn't it slightly more dangerous than a Camry? Right. I mean, it's dangerous. But I don't know that it's really like crossing a threshold when you've got, a wealth of engineers putting this package together and telling you that it's good and what it's good for, right? That package is for the drag.
Here we got the clip of the thing lighting up at the intro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, a Tesla Model S in ludicrous mode is probably just as quick.
Maybe quicker to 0 to 60.
Yeah. So is Automotive News calling for a ban on that? Of course not.
Right. Right.
Look, well, the other thing is this all plays to their marketing. You know, they want to be the bad boys with this, you know, so... You know, they weren't making any bones about the fact that it couldn't get approval for, you know, whatever from this organization, making it street legal. I just feel like, you know, they're kind of watching this and probably laughing because they're getting a lot of extra publicity out of it.
Right.
And it's going to the very, you know, not everybody's going to want a Demon, right? That's a pretty niche audience. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that it draws attention to the brand, you know, so much the better. And as you were saying earlier, I mean, a lot of their vehicles, I was just looking at numbers for the Caravan. And in April, that was the first month this year that sales of the brand new Pacifica beat the Caravan. The Caravan debuted in 2007. It's a 10-year-old vehicle.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing how much they're getting out of their older vehicles. But, you know, I guess it shows that they're not able to invest as much. They don't have the cash other companies do. So they're trying to make, you know, the best with what they've got.
The guys dive into a lot more topics in that show. And you can watch it on our website, autoline.tv. Or just look for it right now on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.